Serial continuing resolutions have made it hard for every agency to plan their budgets. But the Energy Department seems to have it even tougher because of the complexity of its work. It also has challenges managing its contracts and projects. For more, Federal News Radio's Eric White spoke with David Trimble, Director of Natural Resources and Environment Issues at the Government Accountability Office.
Really, we had four main points that we wanted to highlight in our testimony last week. One was the affordability of NNSA's nuclear modernization programs. The second was the growing cost and the challenges of managing this cost of DOE's environmental liabilities. Third was DOE's efforts to improve its management of contracts and projects. And fourth, we had some points on their management or assessing performance in the nonproliferation program.
And so how much will modernization cost, and what factors are, you know, obviously taking effect to the increase in costs over the next several years that maybe the Energy Department is overlooking?
Well, the cost of modernization program is quite large. I believe the number that's in my head right now is about $290 billion over 25 years. The challenge that we're seeing is that there seems to be a disconnect between the program that's in their planning to carry out and projected budgets. This disconnect is really seen in the near term, meaning the first 5 years, where they have consistently over the last 4 years deferred costs, as well as the long term, where there's billions of dollars shortfall between what is planned or what they say they need and what the projected budgets. At the meantime, you've got part of the cost for this is that you have rising costs for some of the programs, so the modernized life extension programs for the weapon systems, and those are billions of dollars. So you have a situation where you have growing costs, a disconnect between budget, and that can create its own problems by creating further cost and schedule risks.
And so how can they, you know, work on bringing costs down when it's something that, you know, you're kind of looking at unforeseen circumstances?
Well, some of it's unforeseen, and I think the concern that we have is that we've seen this kind of pattern before where there's a repeated push out of program when the program doesn't match the budget. The recommendation we had in our work in our most recent report asked DOE to assess the affordability of its portfolio to bring its planned program into alignment with projected budgets. If you don't bring it into alignment, you just create further cost and schedule problems down the road.
So in other words, it's kind of like eyes are bigger than your stomach kind of thing?
That would be one way of putting it. And, you know, you could assess the program, decide there's too much program, reassess and make the necessary changes to add money to the budget. Obviously, from the GAO perspective, we're very concerned about the fiscal health of the country, so we're not advocating that.
So let's shift to contract and project management. What are the main challenges that DOE is facing there?
Well, you know, they've been on our high-risk list since 1990 when we started that designation. They've made tremendous progress in their management of projects, adopting many best practices and made great headway there. But they still have a long way to go in broader management areas. So, one, they still don't have reliable enterprise-wide cost information to allow them to manage their costs across the complex. They don't have a policy for program management versus projects. Programs, you know, you manage a broad range of activities. They need to do better at managing the risk of fraud. They have some large legacy projects that are problematic, and they need to improve their protections for whistleblowers.
Yeah, and on legacy there, I imagine that that's taken out a significant chunk of some of those budget problems.
Yeah, legacy projects, you know, the DOE has a huge environmental liability of about $370 billion, and that is an understatement of the actual liability. Half of that liability resides at two sites, at the Hanford site in Washington and at the Savannah River site. And those are monstrously large and challenging, complex cleanup activities that will take a lot of money and time to address.
And on that environmental liability shortage, I guess you could say, of measurements, so how much are we talking here? I know that the report says that they're not fully counting all of their actual environmental liabilities. How much are they actually missing? Do you guys have an estimate or anything?
No, we don't have an estimate. And in fairness to them, it's the way the accounting rules are written. They don't have to give a number if they haven't estimated it yet. But what that means is a couple weeks ago there was a collapse at Hanford of the Purex tunnels. So the cost of that cleanup, not just the collapse, but of that material, isn't really fully reflected in that liability number because they hadn't gotten around to coming up with a solution on how they're going to clean it up. So there are lots of sites like that. Idaho, the test facility where we did all our nuclear underground testing, that's another where there's no dollar value assigned to cleaning it up. So these liabilities are potentially out there huge. And the problem has been is that even though, for example, DOE, their EM unit, had spent $35 billion over the last 6 years, during that same time period, the liability increased 90. So we spent 35, but the liability went up 90.
And what sort of thing goes into measuring how much a cost of an environmental liability is?
There's rules for that. You're coming up with a rough estimate based on what you think your cleanup approach is going to be and the cost for that. Every agency has to report that in their financial statements.
And so how difficult is it for DOE to do that when, as you said, they sometimes don't even know how they're going to clean up certain environmental liabilities before, you know, when they happen?
That's fair. I think the message we have is that the size of this liability is large. It's actually larger than it appears. And the message we have is that DOE therefore needs to take a better approach to managing its cleanup mission to more effectively bring down this liability. What GAO and others have found over the years has been that DOE has not consistently taken a risk-informed approach to its cleanup. So you have inconsistent approaches across, even within sites and across the sites, so that maybe you're not buying down the same risk, you're not buying risk down effectively with each dollar.
And moving on to one of DOE's more important programs, nonproliferation, what challenges are they facing in keeping track of how well those programs are working?
Well, the work we highlighted there really addresses DOE's efforts to assess the performance of its programs. And really, we highlighted two recent reports we've done. One was on research and development work, where we found that DOE could do a better job of tracking the development of technologies that's developing from the advanced to and deployed. So it's like as you bring basic technology forward or as you're deploying that technology, they were not employing effective performance measures or had a clear idea how to measure success of that program. So they weren't in a great position to know how well they were doing. Similarly, in the nuclear smuggling and deterrence detection and deterrence program, where they set up overseas radiation detections to try to intercept nuclear material being smuggled, they did have a program plan. The challenges we found for them were similar, which is their goals for the program weren't really measurable. What they were measuring wasn't really aligned with the goals. So there's a challenge in terms of how, if you're trying to assess how effective your dollars are being spent, they weren't in a great position to do that. Now, that program faces they've done a lot of good work, and they face a lot of outside challenges just in terms of the political challenges you face in getting cooperation in host countries. So there's a lot of other bigger issues that they're facing, but this is a good management area for them to work on.
And I guess overall, it's just kind of hard to make quantifiable goals for something like, how much is radiation are we detecting, or what kind of goals do you think that they should be setting for themselves?
Well, there's issues of interdiction. You can also have runtime operation rates, things like that. So there are ways to doing it. It's not, I agree with you, it's not always easy, and there's some programs that really sort of you scratch your head trying to figure out how you're going to measure it. But in this case, there are clear areas where they could take that on. I believe the agency agreed with us on that one.
Anything else that this report touched on that you think that energy officials need to keep a close eye on?
I think the modernization one is the main thrust of this report, and just the need to do a assess the affordability of the portfolio to bring it in line with future budgets.
David Trimble is Director of Natural Resources and Environment Issues at the Government Accountability Office, speaking with Federal News Radio's Eric White. Find this interview and a link to the report at federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive.